We continue Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, our series of shiurim on Panim Chadoshes. The Shulchan Aruch, Neven Ezer, Simon Samach Bey, Sif Ches, teaches us, Yesh Oymrim She'en L'Kroyim Panim Chadoshes, there is an opinion that the only ones that can be considered Panim Chadoshes, Elam Kein Heim B'nei Odom, only if they are such individuals, shmarbim b'shvilam, that we would make a bigger meal on their behalf. We would make something more for them. So this, of course, is an extremely ambiguous statement, because the Mefarshim all tried to understand what does the Shulchan Aruch mean with these words, marbim b'shvilam. What are they making more? Does it mean that you're making a bigger meal? Does it mean that you're going to have more simcha? And of course, knowing what this means has serious repercussions in understanding what the halacha should be. Tosfos and the Rosh both say that the definition of marbim b'shvilam is that they will have more simcha. And so too is the opinion of the Ran. However, there are other Rishonim, including the Mordechai, that says Marvin b'simcha means that they would have a bigger meal. That if you know that this guest is coming, you'll make a nicer, fancier, bigger meal. And so too, the Chalkas Mechaikik here in Sif Kotlin Yud Gimel says, Ktsas Paiskim Kosfu, Shaderech Lurabis Bishviloi, that they'll make a bigger meal. And he says it doesn't necessarily mean that this guest is going to eat more. But if you know that he's coming, you'll make a nicer meal. That's called Mabim Bishvilam. And so too does the Beis Shmuel and Sif Katan Yud say, it doesn't necessarily have to be that he's going to eat this extra food that you're preparing because he's attending. It's just that it was prepared in his honor. However, the Aruch HaShulchan says that the definition is not dependent on the size of the meal or on the size of the simcha. Rather, the Aruch HaShulchan says the definition of Marvin B'Shvilam is that when they come, there's more simcha. And the understanding of the Aruch HaShulchan, consistent with the way he's been explaining our halacha, particularly since we paskin like the Rosh, is that Panim Chadoshes represents an extra level of simcha. And because there's a new Panim Chadoshes, it brings simcha to the Chosin V'Kala. So of course, if that's the case, it doesn't make a difference if there's going to be extra food. It doesn't make a difference if this guest is going to eat extra food. What makes a difference is that these are people that cause Chosin V'Kala extra simcha. And therefore, there are those that suggest that even if it's a woman who can't make Sheva Brachas, or a katan who can't say Sheva Brachas, the halacha will be that if their attendance at the simcha creates an environment of more simcha, the halacha will be that perhaps he should be counted as Panim Chadoshes. But I saw a tshuva from Rav Avadya Yosef in Shail's Tshuvas Yabia Omer Chelek Gimel Simen Yud Aleph Ois Yud, where he says that he doesn't accept that a person who himself can't say Sheva Brachas because it's a woman or a child should be the reason that we could say Sheva Brachas, that they could be considered Panim Chadashas. The Shulchan Aruch continues here in Sif Ches, teaching us, V'yesh Omrim, the Shabbos V'yontif Rishon V'sheni, Shabbos and Yontif, both the first and second day of Yontif, have a Panim Chadashas. Besudas Halayla V'shachros. So the Shulchan Aruch is teaching us that Shabbos and Yontif, we don't need to have Panim Chadashas. They themselves are considered the Panim Chadashas. And again, following the line of reasoning which the Shulchan Aruch in the previous Sif, as we learned in our previous year, said the Kain Poshar Aminig, says that the reason of for Panim Chadashas is an extra level of Simcha. Shabbos represents a level of Simcha. Mizmor Shir L'Yom, and therefore on Shabbos and Yontif we have no need for Panim Chadashas. There's already that extra level of Simcha. However, the question is, how will the Rambam do follow this rule? Because the Rambam, as we explained in our previous shurim, is of the opinion that we have Panim Chadashas. It's not a din in the Chosim V'Kala. It's not a din of, it's not a din in the Simcha. It's a din in the attendees. So if it's a din in the attendees that they have to give a bracha, that they have to give a bracha, and only those people who haven't yet had the opportunity to greet and give a bracha to the Chasam Kala now have such an obligation, so what's the difference that it's Shabbos for Yontif? So I saw two different approaches. I saw two very different approaches. One approach is that indeed the Rambam will agree that there is no halacha. This halacha that the Shulchan Aruch is saying, V'yeshayim, the Shabbos V'yontif, is only going according to the opinion of the Rosh. And in fact, that's why maybe why the Shulchan Aruch uses the words V'yeshayim, because the Rambam will not be able to agree with this halacha. Because according to the Rambam, that it is dependent on, according to the Rambam, that it is dependent on the guest having or not having said a bracha, it doesn't make a difference that it's Shabbos or Yontif. But I did once hear a vart that maybe even the Rambam, and that's why it's V'yesh Oimrim, it's the Shulchan Aruch is saying that this only reflects the opinion of the Rosh, not the opinion of the Rambam. But I did once hear an opinion that even the Rambam maybe agrees with this halacha. The reason being, because on Shabbos, we're not the same person as during the week. So even if this person already had the opportunity to greet and give a bracha to the Chasam Kala, it isn't the same person on Shabbos and Yontif as he was during the week, and the bracha that he gave on the week is not the same bracha that he greets the Chasam Kala with on Shabbos for Yontif, and therefore he can make the bracha again. There are many questions that come up about different days in the year. The Shulchan Aruch speaks about Shabbos for Yontif. The question that comes up is Yontif Sheni Shel Golius. How do we treat Yontif Sheni Shel Golius? So I saw that the Shalos HaTshuvos B'Tzel HaChochma says that since we find in Halacha that Chazal, when they instituted the Yontif Sheni Shel Golius, in many situations are concerned that the Yontif Sheni Shel Golius be treated properly. And what that means is that people should not be mezalzel in Yontif Sheni Shel Golius. So he says, if people will know that on the first day Yontif, every Yontif meal is considered Panim Chadashas. On Yontif Sheni, so is not the case. People will be mezalzel in Yontif Sheni, and therefore Yontif Sheni should be considered as well as Panim Chadashas. Similarly, there's a question how to treat Rosh Hashanah. And as I saw from the Mishnah Halachos in Chelek Ches Simen Reish Beis, on one hand, Rosh Hashanah, both days of Rosh Hashanah, are different than every other Yom Tov Sheni, because we know that the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are considered like a Yom Arichta. And therefore, since they're considered like a Yom Arichta, there we could certainly treat the second day of Rosh Hashanah like we treat the first day of Rosh Hashanah. On the other hand, Rosh Hashanah has the issue that Rosh Hashanah is not really a day of feast. So Yom Tov, Shabbos, are days of Simcha. And as we said a moment ago, that's why they are independently considered Panim Chadoshes. But that isn't necessarily the case for Rosh Hashanah. But it seems that the place can treat Rosh Hashanah also like Yom Tov, and that's Panim Chadoshes. Chol HaMoed, where on one hand we typically have more of a suud on Chol HaMoed than on other Yom Tov, than on other days, says the Betzel Chochma, it's not considered necessarily a Panim Chadoshes. He wants to make a difference between the first meal that we have on a Chol HaMoed day, because there's an obligation to have at least one Yontif Suda on every day of Chol HaMoed, versus the second Suda. The second Suda is not a Suda that we're obligated to have on Yom Tov or Chol HaMoed at least, and therefore that cannot be considered Panim Chadoshes. There are also Paiskim that want to differentiate between Chol HaMoed Sukkos and Chol HaMoed Pesach, when Sukkos is a Zman of Simchaseinu, Sukkos we have the Ushpizin, and therefore we could be maybe considered a Sukkos Chol HaMoed meals times of Simcha. Chol HaMoed Purim, I saw that the Paiskim are of the opinion that Purim is also considered a Suda of Simcha, and therefore could be considered Panim Chadoshes. But then the Shulchan Aruch concludes that even though we said the Shabbos meals are considered by themselves Panim Chadoshes, Avloi B'Suda Shlishes, not Shal Shudas, became Pashar Aminik, but says Rama, Achshav Nagu B'Medinas Elu, Levorech Zayin Brachas B'Suda Gimel, our minig is to say Sheva Brachas also by Shal Shudas, but Efshem Shum the Regil and Love of Panim Chadoshes, because we invite Panim Chadoshes to the Shal Shudas. V'yeshayim the Tam Regilim Lidrosh, at Shal Shudas we say Dvar Torah, V'drosha Hava K'panim Chadoshes. So the Shulchan Aruch is teaching us, the Shulchan Aruch and the Rama, Shulchan Aruch says that Shal Shudas is not Panim Chadoshes, simply because at night we're starting Shabbos. By day, the halach is Kavod HaYoyim is more important than Kavod HaLayla. So the day Suda is considered, is required to be more elaborate than the night Suda. And therefore, since the day Suda is supposed to be more elaborate than the night Suda, it's considered by itself Panim Chadoshes. Shal HaShudas has none of these qualities, and since Shal HaShudas doesn't have any of these qualities, we can't consider it, according to Shulchan Aruch, Panim Chadoshes. But, says the Rama, if, and Aruch HaShulchan explains the Rama this way, that if you're going to have a situation where you have a nice Shal HaShudas, so if you're going to prepare a nice meal by Shal HaShudas, that's going to be significantly different than the previous meals. Let's say you'll prepare a nice dairy meal that you didn't have at a previous meal. He says that there it would be considered Panim Chadoshes. And certainly, when we have a Dvar Torah, says the Rama, that's considered Panim Chadoshes. There is a question in the Paiskim. When the Rama says that a drosh is considered Panim Chadoshes, Does it have to be a drasha said by the chassan, or anybody saying a drasha? So most paiskim, and that's a simple reading of the Ramah, seem to say that any drasha, the Ramah doesn't in any way indicate that it has to be the chassan saying the drasha. It seems that anybody saying the drasha is considered parim chadashas. So now the question is, if the Ramah is mechadish, that a drasha is considered parim chadashas, and the Aruch Shulchan here too in Sif Lamed explains why is the Dvar Torah considered parim chadashas. So again, consistent with the approach that he has been taking, that we have been learning, that the point of parim chadashas is because parim chadashas reflects and represents a higher level of simcha to the chosin zakala. So he says, since the pasuk says, "Pekudei Hashem Yisharim Misamchei Lev," Divrei Torah cause simcha. Since Divrei Torah cause simcha, so that every time there's new and extra simcha, that is the reason we say Sheva Brachas. So now we can understand why when we have a chasim, when we have the Divrei Torah, we should have, that should be considered Parim Chadashas. If that's the case, perhaps the halacha should be even during the week. If there's a Divrei Torah at a Sheva Brachas, even though we don't have a physical Parim Chadashas, the Dvar Torah becomes the Panim Chadashas. However, I saw that the Paiskim don't accept this, because the Paiskim say as follows. They explain that a Dvar Torah for itself cannot be considered Panim Chadashas. The only reason the Ramah is being lenient and considering a Dvar Torah as Panim Chadashas is because it's Shalosh Shodas, and it's a Suda of Shabbos. And we've learned, the Shulchan Aruch just taught us, that a Suda of Shabbos is considered Parim Chadashas. But that's only where we already have a Suda of Shabbos. And therefore, since it's Shal Shudas, as we explained, it comes with certain Shailas. So, if you also include a Dvar Torah, that will be considered Parim Chadashas. But if you don't have, but if it's just a weekday meal, Divrei Torah itself cannot make the meal be considered Panim Chadashas.